and all that we could think about was moving in. There would be an offer, a counteroffer, and tons of inspections. Looking back on it, I'm fairly certain the inspector was on crack when he proclaimed our house had good bones. Perhaps he'd simply meant that he'd run into some while underneath the house. Perhaps the brittle, calcified remnants of whatever handyman had been sucked into the murk for whatever repair long before we were born. With the purchase of this old house, gone was the notion of the olive dinner party. This was more redneck Riviera, a home for oyster roast and third cousins passing out and sleeping in the yard. It was purely, deeply Southern, and we loved it. You could practically hear Olympia Dukakis imploring Sally Field to smack Shirley MacLaine across the face in the big backyard. It was Steel Magnolias and Yah-Yahs rolled into one. And looking at the two enormous pecan trees in the yard, I couldn't believe I'd ever thought we could go modern. No, this was our house, and we would love it and care for it and raise our baby in it, and not even care when the basement filled with 6 feet of water during hurricanes, which it did. Friends who visited our new old house always said the same thing. Did you ever see that movie? Gosh, what was it called? Had Shelley Long in it, maybe Michael Keaton, or was it Tom Hanks? Are you talking about The Money Pit, we'd ask? And of course they were. That's the one. The house reminds me of that house in the movie. Ha 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 ha. Yes, ha ha ha, indeed. We moved in and began